Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah!
Happy New Year!
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
Lively and authentic. I am the one, the only, the incomparable Alex Cardinale. Are you on the Ace? Well, you are now because you're listening live to the Ace Network. Hello, sports and football lovers. Welcome to Touchdown Sports, Ace Network's sports show. This is my first sports show that I'm going to be hosting. Now, I remember growing up and watching SportsCenter as a kid, and in school, I would pretend to be a sports broadcaster. But now, I actually have that real-life opportunity to do just that. Now, this sports show is going to be focused and centered around NFL football, Major League Baseball, and occasional NHL and NBA scores. There will also be an occasional weekly show where I'll discuss news around the sports world. Well, it's that time of year again for us NFL football fans. I was actually looking forward to the playoffs this year because I truly thought that my team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, would be in it, and it did look like the Buccaneers were going to make it in, but due to the Eagles' victory over the Cowboys last Sunday during the final regular season game, the Buccaneers have been eliminated. God damn you, Philly. Damn you. I guess it leaves me no choice but to cheer for the Cowboys and Seahawks and the NFC, and my AFC cheers stay the same. I'm going with the Raiders and the Patriots in the AFC. In the NFC Championship round, it will be the Cowboys versus the Seahawks or the Cowboys versus the Packers. And for the AFC Championship, the Patriots versus the Raiders or the Patriots versus the Dolphins. Now, my dream Super Bowl for this year is the Cowboys versus the Raiders or the Cowboys versus the Dolphins. I really would like to see those two Super Bowl matchups come true, one of those two come true this year. I really want to see this matchup really bad, but I really have the feeling that it's going to be the Cowboys versus the Patriots. Dallas, don't let me down. Get to the Super Bowl. Let's make it a good sports year. Cubs won the World Series for the first time in a long-ass time in 2016, and now it's time for the Cowboys to win a Super Bowl for the first time in two decades. So I was probably about 2 years old the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's only wild card weekend. But playoff time, nonetheless, a favorite time for most NFL fans, including myself. So here is what's planned for the show tonight. What is the wild card playoff? I'll discuss what this is for those who are just informed on the divisional round in a championship game and, of course, the Super Bowl. I'm going to talk about some stats on teams who succeeded after winning the wild card and going on to the Super Bowl. I'm going to break down how each team got into the wild card round. I'll talk about my picks to win the wild card round and much more on today's episode of Touchdown Sports. Also, depending on the time limit, I might not be able to get to each topic for today. So, for example, if our show goes to 6:30, I'll skip a topic, but it'll be a very, very good show. So, who are your picks to win the NFL wildcard round? You can call in live at 646-668-8419. Again, you can call in and discuss your picks to win the NFL wildcard round by calling 1-646-668-8419. Make sure you dial 1, and you can call in at any time until 6:30 p.m. tonight, or 5:30 p.m. Central, 4:30 p.m. Mountain, and 3:30 p.m. Pacific. I'd love to have my very first caller here on Ace Network tonight, or anytime during the show. So, let's go ahead and get started right now. So, we're going to start off with, what is the NFL wildcard round of the playoffs? Well, the first round of playoffs in the NFL is dubbed the wildcard playoffs or wildcard weekend. In this round, the third-seeded division winner hosts the sixth-seed wildcard, and the four-seed hosts the fifth. There are no restrictions regarding teams from the same division matching up in any round. The 1 and 2 seeds from each conference receive a bye in the first round, which entitles these teams to automatic advancement to the second round, the divisional playoffs, where they face the wild card weekend survivors. The NFL does not use a fixed bracket playoff system. The number one seed will host the worst surviving seed from the first round, seed 4, 5, or 6, while the number two seed will play the other team, seed 3, 4, or 5. The two surviving teams from each conference divisional playoff games then meet in their respective AFC and NFC conference championship games, hosted by the higher seed, with the winners of those contests going on to face one another in the Super Bowl. Now, the teams that have advanced to the divisional round, off the top of my head, are the Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Cowboys. I can't think of the second team from the NFC right now, but maybe later on in the show I'll remember it. Now, how many teams who have won a wild card game have gone on to win a Super Bowl? 6 teams. That's right, 6 teams. The 6 teams to win the Super Bowl from the wild card position includes the Oakland Raiders in 1980, the Denver Broncos in 1997, the Baltimore Ravens in 2000, the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2005, the New York Giants in 2007, and the Green Bay Packers in 2010. An interesting note, just 10 years ago, the New York Giants and quarterback Eli Manning would go on to win the wild card and head straight to the Super Bowl, where they would eventually beat the New England Patriots, in which was a very classic, fun, an exciting Super Bowl end. Down 14-10, the New York Giants got the ball on their own 17-yard line with 2 minutes and 39 seconds left and marched 83 yards down the field. In the drive's most memorable play, David Tyree made a leaping one-handed catch, pinning the football with his right hand to the crown of his helmet for a 32-yard gain. Wide receiver Plexico Burress then scored the winning touchdown on a 13-yard reception with 35 seconds remaining. So just 10 years ago, the Giants won the wild card and ended up winning the whole thing, winning the Super Bowl. And the funny thing is, this year the Giants are in the same position as they're in the wild card. Now, since the wild card system began in 1970, only 10 wild card teams have advanced all the way to the Super Bowl. Of those, 6 won the Super Bowl. Only 4 of those wild card teams, the New York Patriots, the New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Giants, and Green Bay Packers, won 3 games on the road to make it to the Super Bowl. So 4 of the 10 wild card teams won all the games on the road to get to the Super Bowl, and that is the New England Patriots, the Steelers, the Giants, and the Packers once again. Now I want to do a quick brief history of the NFL wild card, because this is a relatively new playoff system for the NFL. It is 30 years old or so, but most people don't know how the wild card came to be. So on March 29, 1978, the NFL adapted a new 16-game schedule, preceded by a 4-game preseason. An additional wild card team in each conference was added to the playoffs, with the 2 wild cards squaring off during the first weekend of the postseason. In 1990, 2 more wild card teams were added to the mix. Then, in 2002, when the league expanded to 32 teams, the NFL realigned into 8 14-team divisions. A total of 7 teams changed divisions, with the Seattle Seahawks switching from the AFC to the NFC, where they first played in 1976. The playoff format now includes 4 division winners and 2 wildcard teams from each conference. The wildcard games that kick off the postseason play feature 2 division winners hosting wildcard teams. So that's the brief history of the NFL wildcard playoffs. Now here's the schedule for the 2017 wildcard weekend. We've got the Oakland Raiders taking on the Houston Texans. So I'm pretty sure that the Raiders fans and Texans fans are happy that their teams made the wild card playoffs. We've got the Detroit Lions taking on the Seattle Seahawks in what should be a very good game. And I know that the Lions fans are happy, because it's been a long time since the Detroit Lions were in the playoffs, and it's been a hell of a long time since the Lions have made it to the Super Bowl. But can this be the Lions' year? Can the Lions go all the way this year? Only time will tell. But never say never, because the Cubs did win the World Series, so you never say never in the world of sports. Then we have the New York Giants versus the Green Bay Packers. And then we have the Dolphins versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'd like to give a shout-out to a special New York Giants fan, and that is my friend Chef Sean Gold, who is a loyal listener of the ACE Network, and I know he really loves his New York Giants. So I would like to wish Sean a good luck for his New York Giants. Let's see, do I have anyone else that's a fan of any of the teams playing? Oh, yeah, my dad is a Seattle Seahawks fan. So good luck to the Seahawks this weekend. And also my friend James Jones is also a Seattle Seahawks fan. Now, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Jeremy Stellhorn. He is a Dallas Cowboys fan. And I want Jeremy to know that I'm actually cheering for the Cowboys this postseason, because I want them to go to the Super Bowl so that they can be like the Chicago Cubs, because after all, the Dallas Cowboys are so claimed to be America's team. But they have not represented America in the Super Bowl since I've been alive. I think I was 2 years old the last time they won a Super Bowl. So hopefully the Dallas Cowboys will not let me down. All right, so now let's get to my predictions. I'm predicting the Oakland Raiders to defeat the Texas Houstons tonight. I predict the Oakland Raiders to beat the Houston Texans this Saturday. I predict the Packers to beat the Giants. I predict the Seahawks to beat the Lions, and I predict the Dolphins to beat the Steelers. Sorry about that. The Houston Texans name got me all confused. They have a weird name. They have a state name, and then they have a city name as a name for the NFL team. So that's what got me confused there. But anyway, my predictions again for the NFL 2017 wild card is Oakland defeating Houston, Green Bay beating the Giants. Sorry, Sean, but I think the Packers are going to beat the Giants. I see Aaron Rodgers having a better game than Eli Manning. I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to defeat the Lions, and I apologize to the Lions fans, but I think that Russell Martin and or Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are going to beat the Lions. I think the Dolphins are also going to beat the Steelers. So those are my predictions. Now, what are your guys' predictions for the NFL wild card? Again, you can call 646-668-8419. Dial 1 to give me your 2017 NFL wild card predictions. Now, I'm going to make my score predictions for this weekend's football games. I'm going to say the Oakland Raiders are going to defeat the Houston Texans 24-14. Now, as Chris Berman would say, the Oakland Raiders have this game in themselves. They're going to take this game 24-14. The Green Bay Packers are going to beat the New York Giants 21-17. It's going to be a very hard-fought game, but in the end, I say that the Packers are going to take it. The Seattle Seahawks are probably going to squash the Detroit Lions because they have a great offense and a great quarterback. So I'm predicting the Seahawks to beat the Lions 28-7. And I think the Dolphins and Steelers, it's going to be a very, very close and hard-fought game. But I see the Dolphins beating the Steelers 17-14. So, will my predictions come true? Well, next Saturday, will I be able to brag on my NFL divisional playoff round preview? We can only find out by watching these games. So, here is the TV schedule for the games this weekend. Saturday, we have the Oakland Raiders at the Houston Texans. I don't know why I keep saying that. So we have the Oakland Raiders taking on the Houston Texans at 4:35 p.m. Eastern, 3:35 p.m. Central, 2:35 p.m. Mountain, and 1:35 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on ESPN. So ESPN is hosting the Raiders and the Texans. And then we have the Detroit Lions at the Seattle Seahawks, 8:15 p.m. Eastern, 7:15 p.m. Central, 6:15 p.m. Mountain, and 5:15 p.m. Pacific, and that'll be on NBC. So again, Saturday, Raiders at Texans, ESPN, and the Lions at Seahawks, NBC. Now Sunday, we have the Miami Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers, 1:05 p.m. Eastern, 12:05 noon Central, 11:05 a.m. Mountain, and 10:05 a.m. Pacific. Dolphins and Steelers on CBS. So if you live in California or in Pacific Standard Time, you get to wake up Sunday morning, have some nice French toast or a nice breakfast, and enjoy the Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers. And then we have the Giants at the Green Bay Packers, 4:40 p.m. Eastern, 3:40 p.m. Central, 2:40 p.m. Mountain, and wait a minute, I just messed that up. So the Giants at Packers, 4:40 p.m. Eastern, 3:40 p.m. Central, 2:40 p.m. Mountain, and 1:40 p.m. Pacific, and that's on Fox. So you can catch the Dolphins and Steelers on CBS, and the Giants and Packers on Fox on Sunday. So I hope you guys enjoy all of these games this weekend. They're going to be some really awesome and interesting games. So make sure to check out the wild card games this weekend. So what do you guys think of the first episode of Touchdown Sports? Even though I made a few errors tonight, but they say that you're going to make mistakes on your first show nonetheless. But I think this is a very, very cool series, and I look forward to doing other episodes of Touchdown Sports, including the NFL Divisional Round Playoff Preview and the NFL Divisional Playoff Round Preview, and, of course, the Super Bowl 51 Preview Show and the Super Bowl 51 Halftime Show, and, of course, the Super Bowl 51 Post-Time Show the next day. All right, it's time to take our quick intermission. During this intermission, we're going to hear some sports news, and we're going to hear one song from the upcoming Chicago artist, Ryan Serene. When we come back from intermission, I will wrap up the show and tell you what you can expect from next Saturday's Divisional Round Playoff Show. We're back with more right after this.
Hello. I'm John Kramer, and I am here to talk about today's sports here on Touchdown Sports on ACE Network. I am going to share today's sports news. NBA player DeMarcus Cousins says his jersey will hang in the rafters when he retires in Sacramento. NASCAR racer Larry McReynolds on Davey Allison's death, I lost my best friend. Cubs reportedly hope to host a college football bowl game at Wrigley Field. If Yankee Stadium can host the Pinstripe Bowl, why can't Wrigley Field host an annual bowl game? Well, if the Cubs get their way, the historic baseball shrine soon will double as a part-time college football stadium. Cubs president Crane Kenny told the Chicago Tribune that hosting a bowl game is absolutely in their plans, calling the possibility of hosting Northwestern games starting in 2020 the first priority. Edwin Encarnacion on the Indians. I know we can win the World Series. The Cleveland Indians introduced their new slugger on Thursday, and it sounds like Edwin Encarnacion is ready to get to spring training today. Encarnacion officially put pen to paper on his three-year, $60 million deal, bolstering an already potent lineup that helped power the Indians all the way to Game 7 of the World Series in 2016. Chicago's first New Year's baby in 2017 was named in honor of the Cubs. Need proof that Cubs fever still hasn't abated in the Windy City? Well, the first baby born this year in a Chicago area hospital was given a very North Side name. Wrigley Rose Dalby was born at 12:12 a.m. in Chicago on January 1, according to the Chicago Tribune. She weighed in at just under 6 pounds, though there was no mention of her defensive metrics. Now let's hear a song, shall we?
It was 97, then playoff 12s, black and white, yeah, they never failed. Late in the game, they always pulled through. My jumper man never felt so smooth. The game on the line, that shot was mine, even after my dad's suicide. My life changed when grandma cut that check. I got my J's, now homie, I got next. Mike got his fifth ring, so I start thinking, if I got these shoes, there's nothing I can't do. Maybe if I go pro, mom will get sober. The back and forth boyfriend shit will be over. And I'll be the man, she'll be at my games, sitting courtside, cheering my name. Hey, got me thinking like it must be the shoes, like it must be the shoes. Yeah, once I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Yeah, got me thinking like it must be the shoes, like it must be the shoes. Yeah, once I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Now I can't lose. It must be the shoes. It must be the shoes. I can't lose. When I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. I can't lose. It must be the shoes. It must be the shoes. I can't lose. When I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Yeah, never was much of a starter. Cause of that, I knew I had to work harder. In my driveway, working on my game. Swear if I had J's, maybe we could escape. I watched my father destroy our home. It was in those moments that I dreamed most. At 9 years old, I promised mom a house. And I'ma keep my promise so she can get out. To this day, man, I still believe if MJ can do it, well, why not me? Nothing can shake me, no one can take me. No crossover in this life can break me. I'm not here to make friends or here to pretend that I came to blend in. When y'all can't defend what I bring to this game is my heart and my soul. And believe me, it shows. It shows. Got me thinking like it must be the shoes. Like it must be the shoes. Yeah, once I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Yeah, got me thinking like it must be the shoes. Like it must be the shoes. Yeah, once I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Now I can't lose. It must be the shoes. It must be the shoes. I can't lose. When I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. I can't lose. It must be the shoes. It must be the shoes. I can't lose. When I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Yeah, never was one for the background. Work ethic unmet, so I stand out. Driven at an early age cause I was conscious of my family tree and all its monsters. I prefer not to leave it on the court. I wear my losses so you can't ignore how much I've grown and where I come from. How many times I fell and got right back up. Always stand up for what I believe in. Unlike your opinion, my life has meaning. So this shot here is a shot worth taking. Cause if I make it, it would be life changing. And if I don't, well it's mine to live with. Missing never stopped me from being persistent. 6.6 left, here's my chance. No regrets once it leaves my hands. Yeah. Got me thinking like it must be the shoes. Like it must be the shoes. Yeah, once I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Yeah, got me thinking like it must be the shoes. Like it must be the shoes. Yeah, once I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. I can't lose. It must be the shoes. It must be the shoes. I can't lose. When I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. I can't lose. It must be the shoes. It must be the shoes. I can't lose. When I get those shoes, man, there's nothing I can't do. Yeah.
All right, welcome back here to Touchdown Sports, our sports podcast here on Ace Network. I had a great show tonight, and now I want to preview our next Touchdown Sports show, which is going to air next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, and 12 noon Pacific. Next Saturday's Touchdown Sports show is going to be on the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. I'm going to preview the divisional round of the NFL playoffs next Saturday. So on that show, I'm going to have an NFL wild card review, and I'll see how many of my wild card predictions I got right. I'm also going to have a discussion on the divisional rounds of the playoffs. I'm going to make my divisional round predictions. And next week, I'll finally talk about how each team made the divisional round. Ladies and gentlemen, I personally invite you to check out the wildcard games on NBC, ESPN, Fox, and CBS. Enjoy the wildcard games this weekend, and let's go the teams that I cheer for, which are the Seahawks, Packers, Dolphins, and Raiders. So with that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in and have a great Wild Card Weekend. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Ace Network with the ace that runs this place, me, Alex Cardinelli. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I really appreciate your listening. Don't forget to check us out on social media. Give our Facebook page a like. Our Facebook page is Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. You'll get show news, show updates, recipes that are coming out on our show, and show advertisements. So you can find out when we're on air next. Like our fan page on Facebook, Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and TuneIn. Ace Network on those sites. You can find us on iTunes by searching Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, you are safe by listening to this show.